It is News Talk to be. So it appears no action to create a bylaw for some of the sex workers. And joining us now is Catherine Healy from the Prostitutes Collective. Good morning and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
What is your reaction to the council and police's decision not to create a bylaw?
Sensible, I think. I think it's a forward-thinking decision. We used to have legislation that criminalised sex workers on the street, and it failed. And, you know, I think this decision reflects forward thinking. The better approach is to work collaboratively with the groups who work directly with sex workers like ours and the Sallies and the Youth Cultural Development Team. Work with us so we work with the sex workers and encourage them not to create problems out there.
It doesn't seem to have worked though, because 6 years later you've got residents that are still beside themselves with the amount of rubbish that goes on outside their properties in residential areas. So talking's not working.
Talking has worked.
No, talking hasn't worked, because I've just spoken to a gentleman who's been on the show who said that for 6 years he's had to contend with this kind of behaviour. So talking hasn't worked.
Yes, in a few situations it hasn't. You're quite right, it's failed. But in the main, it has worked. We've noted that the vast majority of sex workers have moved out of those areas. I mean, and you've got to recall that it was due to the earthquake. They shifted up there, and now they're shifting back as well. So, you know, all those factors combined, persuading them that it's in nobody's interest to be creating problems at 5 a.m. in the morning for the residents. And, you know, the common sense approach is to work where you're not going to be in people's faces and causing problems. So, you know, for sure there may well be a few problems in the future now and again, but in the main we think talking has worked.
In the past, I understand the prostitute collectives have encouraged residents to talk to street workers. They've done that, but they've been threatened with death threats and their houses burnt down. So we're not talking with people who are, you know, normal or coherent, really, are we?
We are. Although that's a resident's experience, but we have other residents who say, look, you know, we're really appreciative. There was a resident who submitted to the council directly and said that, you know, they feel that the sex worker had prevented their car from being stolen because, you know, she had reported the fact that somebody was interfering with it. So there are residents who have very negative experiences with, you know, the sex workers, and they tend to be the ones who, you know, they're quite protagonistic, whereas the others who go up and talk reasonably and the sex workers respond, you know, like they discover the humanity on both sides.
So what do you think should happen? Because my understanding is that, and it's only anecdotal, I must admit, is that there has been a dramatic increase in the amount of street prostitutes since the law was changed in 2004. And the intention of the law initially was to make sure that to get street workers off the streets and into kind of safe houses so they could be protected. So if they were assaulted, they could make a complaint to police and then they would feel like, you know, they have a voice too. But in actual fact, the anecdotal evidence suggests there's been an increase in street prostitution. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. We prefer to work with real evidence, not anecdotal. And when there were counts of street-based sex workers, you know, on a comparative basis, the numbers are coming down. So, you know, like you've had odd, you know, definitely the impact of the earthquake shifted people around, and it certainly did make for a problem for those who had been working indoors who couldn't find places to work from indoors. So, yeah, you've had unique circumstances there. But in the main, street-based sex work is coming down. The fact that people can work indoors, are allowed to, you know, without being accused of operating a brothel, is a good thing. Also, technology's helped as well, where people can advertise and meet clients in other ways. So, you know, we're certainly very encouraging of making sure that sex workers don't feel that they have no other alternative but to meet their clients on the street.
Catherine Healy, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.